Now, a brand new unit is doing a show. Who knows? Maybe Smart Mark is going to come and play a show as well. Before that, I play some Peace. They are from Alberta. Slow Children is the name of the album. I Never Sleep is the name of the song. See that? Sleeping with the TV on and a song called Never Sleep. Anyways, that's the segue. Before Peace, I play a local band that doesn't exist anymore. Robosexuals, Mistakes Enough for Everyone is the name of the album. Woman and Man is the name of the song. Before that, a band that's still around, Co-Pilots. Escape Through the Trees, name of the album. The song I played was The Pasture. And before that, some Calgary's Little Hot Little Rocket off a self-titled brand new release, Hot Little Rocket. Number One West, it's the name of the song. And I start off the set with a bunch of Joel songs and some Sun Wizard, local talent from Vancouver. You are listening to CITR Radio live from Thunderbird. Radio Hell is the show, and it is now time to switch over to the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have winner of Shindig 2009, Hidden Towers.
We'll be right back.
Twin Towers live on CITR. Thanks for coming out, guys.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
For the radio people out there, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. I'm Chris Cantrell. I play guitar.
I'm Ben Holland. I play bass.
I'm Sean Brady. I play drums.
And you guys are Hidden Towers and winner of Shindig 2009. So can we, well, let's talk a bit about that experience.
We almost dropped out and didn't even play. Lost our vocalist. And
right.
We were going to continue on as a three-piece, but we didn't think that we fit the college rock or Shindig criteria.
With a three-piece?
With a three-piece instrumental.
Right.
With a three-piece instrumental, yeah.
Right.
Didn't think it would work out.
So. Yeah, but it did.
Yeah, we surprised ourselves after the first round.
So. Yeah. Can you want to quickly touch on what happened, or just where your singer or your vocalist?
The dynamic was strongest between the three of us, and it just wasn't working out. He had another agenda. We're all still friends with him. So.
Right, right. Yeah. And when... So, like, how long did it take for you to decide to keep going or not, or to enter Shindig?
Well, we had tried out a few vocalists, and we pretty much did it as a... We pretty much played Shindig as a chance to search for a new vocalist.
Oh.
And during the competition, decided that we wanted to continue playing as an instrumental through the validation of the courteous judges.
All the courteous judges. And, you guys sounded great. Did the judges change your mind? I guess it did about it.
Yeah, in some respect they did, and the crowd reaction as well. So
right, you must have friends who have seen your shows with vocalists and not at Shindig. Have they said anything about it, or did
they said we're way better without vocals. So
yeah,
it's more suitable.
Oh yeah, awesome. Yeah. So overall the experience was a lot of fun. So it's good.
Yeah, it was fun.
So that's the one positive thing out of it is they. Sometimes, I guess you just went in thinking it's going to be...
That, we got a kick-ass trophy.
Yeah.
We pimped it out at home.
Yeah. Did you really?
Yeah, we put Terminator where the soccer girl was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
For those who don't know, it's a Value Village trophy.
Yeah. I think we removed the sticker, right? I hope.
Oh, yeah.
No, the Value Village sticker was on the bottom.
Oh, it still was on the bottom? Crap.
I'm glad that we were worth $2.99.
We went out to Valley Village, and we do this every... Well, it's only been 2 years. Last year, 2008, we waited till the end. So we spent like the two last weekends looking for them. And we go to Langley, and we went to Richmond, and we went to, just the usual one, the Hastings one. And we went to Salvation. We couldn't find any trophies. It took forever, and I think just by odd chance, eventually somebody found them at some weird store that's not Valley Village. This year, I think we were just shopping with something else way back in like March. We saw a bunch of trophies. Let's just buy them because we don't want to wait till the last minute.
Stockpile.
There was another thing that we were thinking of is spending a lot of money, well, quite a bit of money, in getting a permanent trophy, with a cup in it and people's names and such, and you will pass it on from year to year. Do you guys think that would be a good idea?
Yeah.
But I just think sometimes bands just lose things. Because you keep them for a year, and then, in summertime, you give them back when the next Shindig starts. But I can just see, somebody's cat's going to... go on them or something like that.
I don't think we want to part with ours, so that might not be a good idea. You might have to show up at the door with the sheriff or something, get it back.
Awesome. What is your favorite part about Shindig? Other than winning, I guess.
honestly, the experience, the crowd was, they were pretty intense, so we had a lot of fun. It was packed. It was really just a good show every time for us.
Okay, awesome. Hidden Towers live on CITR. You guys are going to play another song. We'll come back and maybe talk about how the band got started and where you're from.
Thank you. Pin Towers, live on CITR. So, some of you guys, two of you, you said, are from, just told me before this, and I only find out just now, are originally from Alberta?
Yeah.
And did the band started out in Alberta? Were you guys playing in a band back in Alberta?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris and I have actually been playing together off and on for about 11 years, so.
Oh, right. When did you move here to Vancouver?
About 5 years ago.
5 years ago. What kind of music were you into? Like, obviously
when,
metal.
When we started or
when
now?
When we started. When you started.
When we started, we really liked Soundgarden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And were you doing, and what kind of music were you doing then? Was it similar to Soundgarden stuff or?
It's not as good as what we do now.
Yeah.
I was 15 at the time.
Yeah,
so.
Right. So influences for you guys?
Oh,
let's just say now, I guess.
I don't know. Can you guys hear Sean Brady?
Speak, Sean.
Sean.
Can you hear me out there?
Yeah. You have to yell into it.
When I started out actually playing drums, my main influence was Poison the Well. I don't know how late that is, but that got me into Double Kick right away. I was in my first band, Carpe Diem.
What's your biggest influence now, Sean?
Right now?
Mastodon.
definitely Mastodon. I'll still go back to Deftones or Future of the Left I got into recently.
Right.
It's good stuff.
Very nice.
And I'm into the Mahavishnu Orchestra and King Crimson.
Oh.
And Yes.
Very nice. So you guys, what do you think of the Vancouver music scene compared to when you guys were in Calgary? Was it both?
Oh, we were actually just outside of Edmonton.
Okay. Sorry, Edmonton, yeah.
I had been a part of it for a while in a band called Vonnegut Dollhouse.
All right.
So I got a glimpse into it. It's
that's a different kind of music than what you play.
Yeah, I was more part of the Vancouver pop scene. I don't.
Right.
We haven't really gotten a dose of the scene here yet, well,
right.
As far as what we do.
Uh-huh.
There seems to be a small handful of bands. I'm sure there's a lot hiding out in their
right.
basements waiting to come out of the woodwork. But
right. Have you seen bands in town that you sort of like and you think it sort of fits your genre? That
7-9s and 10s are really...
7-9s and 10s have befriended us and,
yeah.
and they've, they're a
really
good band.
Show.
Yeah, they put on a good show.
Foundations.
Foundations?
Yeah.
I don't know much about them.
No. We've only seen them once.
Yeah.
I don't know how many shows they've actually done.
Yeah.
But, they were pretty amazing.
We did some shows with Jakarta. So
Jakarta's
been kind of a big hand to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, other than that, back a few years ago, there was bands like Ben Sinister that we liked, and I don't even know what they're doing now. They're probably big rock stars or something.
They're pretty big. I think they're on the verge of winning that whole prize
Polaris
thing. Not Polaris, but I forgot the name of it. There's like three bands, and you win like $15,000 to do your stuff. I don't know. I forgot what it's called now. Anyways.
If you remember, let us know.
like people vote online and then they pick three bands. It's very confusing.
Huh.
I remember getting a million things from people about it. So you guys won a prize to record at the Hive. Do you guys have songs ready for it? Are you guys going to be writing new songs? What do you think about how you're going to proceed? Because I assume a lot of these songs playing were sort of written with an intent of a singer, right?
A number of them, right? The last one we have yet to hear vocals across, so
right.
we've been playing that as instrumental the whole time.
But, right.
We're reworking some
right.
songs,
okay.
you know, cutting little parts out.
Right. So is it going to be a lot of reworking? Are you going to be writing any new songs that you're going to write? Or?
No, it's... Like we are working on new material that is more focused towards being instrumental,
right.
but we're going to keep the same songs that we had. Maybe cut a few of them out, but
mm-hmm.
we had I don't know 12 songs before we kicked our vocalist out. So
right.
we're going to keep most of
yeah.
them.
Yeah, maybe yeah.
I wrote them as instrumentals originally. So
oh yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't write lyrics.
Right.
Very often.
So. Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. That works out then. Okay. Cool. Hidden Towers on CITR. Are you guys ready for your next song?
Really close.
Really close. Have you you've talked to Hive a little bit. Is there a date set at all for...
No, we're still waiting to get final confirmation back, but
if they say tomorrow, would you guys be ready pretty much?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah? Good to go. Good to go. Awesome.
Never miss an opportunity.
Yeah. All right.
Ashes of the Zeppelin.
Hidden Towers live on CITR. Thank you. Shindig Winners Hidden Towers live on CITR. The website that you guys have is myspace.com/hidden towers.
Yep.
Yes.
Awesome. Are you guys planning on also maybe taking advantage of some of the spots that you got? The North by Northeast?
Yeah, we're definitely planning on doing the North by Northeast. We're just waiting to hear back from them.
Have you guys, even back then, have you guys ever been on a tour of some sort? Or?
I have in Vonnegut Dollhouse, but not with this band.
Yeah. How do you think you guys would get along?
Well, we've all known each other, well, at least 3 years, if not more. Probably five, actually. But we all seem to get along pretty good.
Ben and I live together, so...
Yeah.
We're used to it.
You're used to it. Can't be any... That's awesome. Yeah, so North by Northeast and Music Waste, and there's also Canadian Music Week, which is a bit that's a bit close.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll be able to make it out to that. We're going to try, but...
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be, like, snowing anyways.
Yeah.
talking about some of the prizes, I think one of them is Night Out with Mint Records. And I was just mentioning that I think curling is in the plans.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what they suggested to us.
And you guys all in for that?
Absolutely.
If they get me really drunk first.
Yeah, yeah. Curling, actually, I curled for the first time just this year. Well, not this one. Like a couple weeks ago. It's a lot of fun. It's a sport, quote unquote, where you can actually get drunk and...
Well, yeah.
And like have to, you know, just see like old fat guy. I don't know.
Isn't it like
a Canada's, rock in one hand, beer in the other?
Canada's national sport or something like that?
Yeah.
It's not hockey.
It's you know, it's slightly more exercise than golf, I think. Maybe, but it's nice because it's nice and cool. You don't
suits that they get to wear.
Yeah.
I wonder if they rent them out at the curling rink.
Yeah, you get those fancy shoes, and if you if you get really hot, you can just lie on the ice. It's very nice. It's a very nice sport. Is there a sport that this band enjoy? No.
Geez, sports. My goodness.
I do individual sports, cycling and stuff.
Yeah.
But. No, we don't toss the ball around together or anything, if that's what you're getting at.
Before band practice, you don't kick the soccer balls around, do some yoga before practice.
No, there's a soccer field across from our jam space, so we sometimes watch girls play soccer. But
that's a good sport.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And the name Hidden Tower. Any stories about how that came about?
Not really a story, but to go along with the aesthetic of the band, a lot of people think like wizards and like Middle Earth type things, but it has nothing to do with that, and it doesn't have anything to do with the Twin Towers.
Anything phallic either.
No.
Yeah, it has.
Oh,
to do
actually,
with,
you know what? I didn't even think of it until now. Thank you.
It has to do with. The aesthetic that we're trying to create with our music is something sort of doomy and post-apocalyptic. So we're trying to, I guess the name Hidden Towers comes from an idea of the concrete jungles being overgrown again after we're gone. So it comes from that dystopic idea.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a good name. I think it fits the band. The band really, really well. Yeah. So Hidden Towers live on CITR, and you guys have one more song?
Yeah, this is our last song.
Last song.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hidden Towers, live on CITR, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for coming out, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us, Ben.
I hope you have a great time. Best of luck in the future. Shindig Champion 2009. Website, myspace.com, Hidden Towers. Or you can, I think, do a quick search. It probably shows up on your Google, Hidden Towers. And, yeah, I guess that's pretty much about it. Best of luck. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy holidays. I'd like to thank Irene and Evan for doing everything sound related. And,
thanks, Irene and Evan.
And Linus is up next with Hypnotic Groove in about 15 minutes. So do not go anywhere.